Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss wit. W-I-T, wit. Now the dictionary meaning of wit is the capacity for inventive thought and quick understanding. This is what the dictionary meaning of wit is. But in the field of literature, wit has been used in many different ways by different writers. And when we talk about wit, immediately the name of John Donne comes to mind. And all the metaphysical poets, they come to mind because in their poetry, there is a lot of use of wit. And talking of the metaphysical poets, Dr. Samuel Johnson gives a very good description of what wit is. He describes the wit of John Donne as being a kind of Discordia concurs, or a combination of dissimilar images, or a discovery of occult resemblances in things apparently unlike. After that, the way in which other writers like Alexander Pope use wit, we should also know that. And in his famous essay on criticism, Alexander Pope defines wit by saying, quote, "True wit is nature to advantage dressed, what oft was thought, but never so well expressed. Something whose truth convinced at sight we find, that gives us back the image of our mind. As shades more sweetly recommend the light, so modest plainness sets off sprightly wit," unquote. So this is a very famous description of wit given by Alexander Pope. Now let's go through the other meanings which different writers have used. And let's also see how the meaning of wit has evolved over time. Because as I said at the beginning that there is no one single meaning of wit. Different writers have used it in different ways. So broadly you should know the various ideas that are associated with the word wit. Now during the Renaissance period, wit meant intelligence or wisdom. So intellectual capacity, even perhaps genius. This is something which was used to refer to wit. Now writers like Lyly associated quick wit with intellectual liveliness. After that, to somebody like Sir Philip Sidney, wit suggested an aptitude for writing poetry. Now, later on during the 17th century, this word wit came to mean fancy, F-A-N-C-Y, fancy, or dexterity of thought and imagination. After that, somebody like Thomas Hobbes in his Leviathan thought that judgment rather than fancy was the main element. And famously he said that, quote, "Judgment without fancy is wit, but fancy without judgment, not." Okay? "Judgment without fancy is wit, but fancy without judgment, not." Unquote. And Samuel Johnson, in his famous work called The Lives of the Poets, when he talks about Abraham Cowley, he disapprovingly says that there is a kind of discordia concurs in the poetry of Cowley and all the other metaphysical poets. And furthermore, Johnson says that these poets, by using wit, what they do is heterogeneously, they yoke different ideas. Heterogeneously, ideas are yoked by violence together. Nature and art are ransacked for illustrations, comparisons and allusions. So, Samuel Johnson disapproves of the use of wit by metaphysical poets, in particular Abraham Cowley. Now, after that, when we move on, somebody like Hazlitt distinguished between wit, which is artificial, and imagination, which is valid. Then somebody like Matthew Arnold would not even allow Chaucer and Pope on his list of the greatest poets because of their wittiness and lack of high seriousness. Then in the 20th century, somebody like T.S. Eliot brings back the importance and the value of metaphysical poets like John Donne and Marvell, because according to T.S. Eliot, these metaphysical poets were able to combine wit with seriousness. Okay, so over the years and over the ages, the meaning associated with wit has changed. The importance accorded to wit has changed. Sometimes some writers have given a lot of emphasis, have spoken of wit in very approving terms. Other writers like Samuel Johnson disapprove of the use of wit because as Samuel Johnson says, heterogeneous ideas are yoked together by violence. This is the phrase that he uses. But somebody like Alexander Pope approves of the use of wit. He says that true wit is nature to advantage dressed, what oft was thought, but never so well expressed. This is the way in which Alexander Pope describes wit. So, from an exam point of view, what you should do is know about how writers like Alexander Pope and Samuel Johnson have defined wit. What is the difference between judgment, fancy and wit? Because these three terms, judgment, fancy and wit, are not the same. Even Alexander Pope uses judgment, fancy and wit many a times in his Essay on Criticism, Essay on Man and all his other works. But these three terms mean different things. Now, one more thing you should understand when you read about wit, there is something called repartee. Okay, repartee. R-E-P-A-R-T-E-E. Repartee. Now, what is the meaning of repartee? Repartee is used to signify a contest of wit. So, if there are two people, both are witty, both have the ability to make witty statements. If one person makes a witty statement, the other person is also going to make a counter witty statement. So, they will engage in a kind of verbal exchange of wits, witty arguments or witty comments. So, that is what a repartee is. And in the field of literature, there is a famous example. Now, you might have heard about Disraeli, right? Disraeli was a writer as well as a parliamentarian of England. And at that time, there was also another politician named Gladstone. And while Gladstone was attacking his opponent Disraeli in Parliament, he made a very witty comment that the honorable gentleman will either end on the gallows or die of some loathsome disease. Okay. The honorable gentleman will either end on the gallows or die of some loathsome disease. Now, gallows basically means phansi lag jana. This is what Gladstone said of Disraeli. And to this statement, to this witty statement, this is how Disraeli replies. He says, "That depends on whether I embrace the honorable gentleman's principles or his mistresses." Okay? That depends on whether I embrace the honorable gentleman's principles or his mistresses. Unquote. So, this exchange of witty arguments or witty ideas or witty statements can be called repartee. And even in Restoration comedy, there are numerous examples. For example, in William Congreve's famous work called The Way of the World, there are many witty exchanges between different characters